The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number two here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on a Monday. Great to have you with us. A lot going on this hour. We'll have Davis Maddock with the lion's share. Going to get you ready for tonight. I know he's got some NBA plays as well. All right, Cam, let's rip through the rest of these here. The Cowboys taking care of business against the Rams, 43-20.
Yeah.
And honestly, it wasn't even that close. Bad performance by the Rams. They could get nothing going off. Their defense was embarrassing, and they could get nothing going offensively as Stafford was throwing it to the other team on Fox.
Cowboys bring pressure. Stafford sees it. Fires one. Intercepted. It's another pick six. Deron Bland has his third of the year.
There you go, yep. Cam. And it just got worse from there. CeeDee Lamb, 12 for 158 and two touchdowns. For Dallas, first really big breakout game for him this year.
One thing I've learned about the Cowboys, you bet them in these spots. I love them this week, Carver. I'll tell you something. Think about it. Beating New England by 30-plus, they beat the Jets by 20, and now these guys by 23. All Dallas does when they play mediocre teams, they smoke them at home. Going on the road is another story, but I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be figuring it out. Once they get healthy, I believe the next time they play the Niners blow them out. I think Dallas hangs with these guys. Things are different week to week.
We could do an hour on that, Cam, how different things are week to week. You just have no idea what's going to go on here. But you're so right about Dallas. When they're at home and they get these middle to low end teams in their building,
they kill them.
They usually smoke them. I mean, it really isn't. It's never really a game. Now, on the road, it's a little bit of a different story. They'll struggle from here to there, but not in a spot like that. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, and Sports Byline. Great to have you with us. In the NFC East, Cam, Cowboys win, and the Eagles continue to win. They go to 7-1. Got a big fight. Washington, they play the Eagles tough.
Always.
Every single time the last couple years, 38-31 was the final. It was a big day again for A.J. Brown. But when Julio Jones finds the end zone for the first time in a while, Cam, you got to highlight that. Here it is on Fox.
Hesitation, Hurts, end zone. Oh, and yes! Julio Jones with an Eagle touchdown.
How about that? 38-31. So a push for some, Cam. And a win for others, 6.5, 7, depending on when you got it.
Actually, there were some 7.5s, I think, right on Monday too, Carver, depending on the book. Ooh. Some people laid out the hook, but you're right. It went down after that. You know what? Washington always plays these guys tight, and still I'm very concerned about the Eagles. I know you beat these guys, but they give up points, man. This is one thing. They got really tall, talented receivers, but I'm not so sold yet. Like, they're an elite team, one of the best teams in the league, but they're beatable, I can tell you that.
They are beatable. A.J. Brown, six straight games with 125-plus receiving yards.
Wow.
That's doing work right there. He had a buck 30 and eight catches and two tutties in that game yesterday. Tremendous night for him. So Jalen Hurts, who the talk was banged up all week, right? Put the brace on last week. Mm-hmm. Said, I don't know. And, you know, not feeling great in his press conference in the middle of the week. They scored 38 points. Looks like their best performance of the year, right? What did he think?
Do you feel like that's the best you've played this year?
It must be, you asking me.
Yeah, well, there you go, Cam. Short and sweet. Must be if you're asking me. Nice job there by Jalen Hurts. They continue to roll. 7-1 in the NFC. Cowboys, Eagles, this Sunday in Philadelphia, Cam.
Right now, I have a lean to the Cowboys. Am I nuts?
Wow.
What do you think?
How about that?
You give me that hook, I'm in. What's the line right now? Three?
I saw three this morning. If there's a 3.5, I would be with you. Absolutely you. Leaning that way. With the flat three, I don't know if I could do that. I'd probably, it's Philly or pass if it's a flat three for me right now, Cam. But that's probably going to move a little bit as the week goes on. Tell me about the Seahawks win over the Browns, 24-20. That one had a wild finish as well.
A lot of mistakes in the game, Carver. They punched him in the face early. Seahawks run defense has been good, but they got exposed against a good running tandem. But I'll say this, Geno Smith and that team, Adams, we've been waiting for him finally. Shout out to you, Seattle and Jets fans. The ball interception off his helmet and pick gave Seattle a short field. And once again, Smith and Jigba has a touchdown in back-to-back games. Big win for Seattle. As I told people before, they're a better team road early in the East than home favorites, but they got it done covering by one or the hook. Good work on Seattle.
Maybe
San Francisco lost. Yes.
First place, Cam. First place Seahawks.
Can you believe this?
Right now in the
NFC
West.
This?
Maybe Kevin Stefanski wants to think about running the football the end of those games.
I'm going to tell you
maybe
something, Carver. I know we got to get through this. I think Stefanski, I hate watching these shows. Why do they say it's smarter to be on Sports Grid? Maybe people should listen to our show. This guy's a horrible coach. They used to have Baker Mayfield throw 500 times a game when you have Nick Chubb. Like, are you an idiot? Like, are you that stupid? You would have won the game if you didn't try to be dumb, but thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, he's a so-called genius. They call horrible games in Cleveland. The Browns are actually a good team. They screw it up all the time, and it's not the players, it's coaches.
Their defense, Cleveland's defense, again, played great,
I thought,
especially the entire second half. And then to just, like you said, short field, they've been doing everything they possibly could to win the game for them, and then you do that by throwing the football there. That's a tough spot. Just an awful job by Stefanski. Ravens beat the Cards 31-24. They didn't cover, but the Gus Bus had not one, not two, but three touchdowns on CBS.
But he is just smart. Unbalanced line. Ravens have three linemen to the left.
Run to the left. Edwards is outside. Cuts it up. And darts in. Second rushing touchdown of the game for Gus Edwards.
The Gus Bus, Cam. But no cover. No cover. Cardinals cover again.
You know what? The thing about the Cardinals is, they cover point spreads a lot of the time, right? You know, they didn't cover against Seattle, but they covered there. Like, they're a weird team, man. Like, they're 1-7, but they cover. You know what? I'm impressed by them. Let's just put it this way. I expect them to be much worse than what they are. You give me 9.5 points, I'll take them, you know?
Well, especially in today's NFL, right? It feels like usually when you get those big point spreads, you're going to be all right. Oh, except if you're the Bears. Tyler Badgett last night against the Chargers, 30-13. Big points didn't matter there, Cam. That was a miserable game. I only thankfully saw the second half, and the game was over already, so I turned it off within 5 minutes. 30-13, Chargers beat the Bears. Yep. Typical Chargers.
Hey, you beat the Bears. Yeah, I was on the Chargers. This is their week. They beat up little guys, and then they don't show up in big games. That's the Chargers' way, and the Bears were a public underdog. That's a problem.
Now you get the other side of the coin with the Chargers. Road favorites against the Jets next week on a primetime game, too, on Monday Night Football. Usually, you never want the Chargers in a spot like that. You never want to dance with them.
Tough game.
For those, that's for sure. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast will come back. Lions and Raiders tonight in Detroit. Talk about it next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver Hyde, Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us here. Before I get into tonight, we were just joking around about Sunday night's game. So,
yes.
As in this Sunday coming up. Last night's Sunday night game was awful. This week, you have the Bills returning to Cincinnati for the first time since January. DeMar Hamlin collapsing on the field. All those emotions are going to come back on Sunday night for Buffalo in that game. But just for the game itself, Cam, like that line opened. It actually look ahead on Saturday afternoon was 1.5 for the Bills, road favorite 1.5. And then the Bengals won in San Francisco, and it was Bengals minus 1.5, and that's already gotten a 3. And I told you already, like I think the Bills are going to get whacked in Cincinnati on Sunday night. Just they're missing too many guys on D. They're catching the Bengals when they're finally starting to play really well on offense. But like you say, and I agree with you.
Week to week.
Everybody is going to be on the Bengals on Sunday night. And I mean, everybody is going to be on the Bengals.
All it takes is one big hit to Burrow again. I know he's running like a gazelle. The whole world thinks Cincinnati's going to blow these guys out. Like, Buffalo sucks. I know they suck. You know, they're not covering numbers against Tampa Bay. I'm just telling you, Carver, and you're a smart guy. You're an intelligent person. 90% plus tickets are going to be on Bengals, and I'm going to. That's why me and Joe BC don't do shows together, because we actually do the same stupid stuff all the time. Sometimes it works. Bills by 23, Bava. Bills by 23.
From your lips to God's ears, but I don't believe it. But from your lips to God's ears,
no, by 3.
And the Bills today signed Leonard Fournette back in the mix to the Bills practice squad. That's just what the Bills need. So many things right now with all the injuries that they have. And probably the last thing they need is another running back. But
hey, what's going on?
I mean, we want to run it. So I guess go ahead and run it. Now you got Leonard Fournette to run it too. I just don't understand sometimes. What up?
You guys need somebody in the secondary. You got a linebacker, anything but a running back.
Secondary, linebacker, wide receiver. Like, these are the places where the Bills could use help. We'll see. Trade deadline tomorrow in the NFL.
Seattle's got a lot of guys. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills went like after one of our guys, like because they got a lot of like little guys, I think, that could help your team that don't get any play time. But what are you doing? Leonard Fournette is, like you said it, Renzi must have snapped on his segment. That's the stupidest move I've ever heard.
I didn't even get to bring it up with him. I was so busy with all the stuff for tonight, I didn't get to talk to Gabe about it. But I'm sure he'll say something about it tonight with you on Sports will. Rage. Because I did see him tweet about it. He wasn't happy. He agrees with me. Stupid to add running back when you have so many other holes. All right, we have a game tonight in Detroit, Monday Night Football to finish off week number 8. The Lions and the Raiders both are coming off really bad losses. We'll start with Dan Campbell. We love this guy, Cam. He hates waiting around all day for night games. Your boy wants to wake up and get to the yard and go. Here's Campbell.
The thing about those night games, the day drags on. You know, it just takes forever for it to get there. And I think more than anything, it's probably more about staying calm throughout the day. Make sure you get a nap, you know, because if you're up and you've wired too early, then you drain your own energy. And so I think it's more about that. Just stay calm. Just keep the engine idle until you get about 2 hours for the game, and then it's time to go. But you know, that'll always be kind of the challenge with it. You know, our guys are excited to be able to play, you know, primetime football. We all are. But I know for me, I wish we'd get primetime games at 1 o'clock. I just keep saying that. I don't know why we can't do that. There's got to be a way.
So, Cam, that's kind of like what Campbell was just talking about there. That's like you now with Sports Rage Late Night being late. Like, it's like you get up. You don't want to get too amped up. You need a little bit of a nap, and then right, like an hour before is when you really start to get fired up.
You're
and
right.
go. Like it's
Campbell, right, Carver.
Same thing. He's talking about you.
Yeah, me and Campbell, we're boys. Yeah, me and the Soup Man. I'll tell you though, when I'm done that show, even in 1 or 2, wherever it is, it's hard to go to bed because you've done that late night show with Lisey. Like me, I got so many thoughts in my head, bats and stuff. I just stare at the walls. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like. Anyway, I like Detroit. I think, I don't know, what do you like about this game? I'm not pulling a Lisey here. Let's put it this way.
No, we're not pulling a Lisi here, that's for sure. Before I give you the numbers, let me give you Josh McDaniels. This guy's awful too. He knows how to lose close games as well. He gets Jimmy G back tonight. He's happy about that.
I think he's got a little, pep in his step. He's much the same as everybody else is. He didn't play last week, but I think he wants to, wants to get us, headed in the right direction and start doing some things that, maybe we haven't been doing as well, better. Good leadership, good energy at practice, good execution, working with everybody across the board, and just really trying to, put our focus where it needs to be and have good days and stack them this week and hopefully finish with a good one today, in the red zone, some of our work down there in the scoring area.
Ron Rambles? Dude, I'm telling you, that press conference, I don't even know what you said. I lost you. You were just rambling. You made no points. Is this guy trying to lose a job? I wouldn't employ him for a flag football team. I think McDaniels reeks. He sucks.
Yeah, he's not very good. He's not very good. Lines had a little bit of a roller coaster to it, Cam. A couple days ago, this was touching 8.5, 9 in some spots. And now we have dipped back down to 7. With Jimmy G coming back, I would assume. So flat 7, 46.5 total. Raiders money line, if you're feeling risky, plus 240 if you think they're going to win the game outright. See, the Raiders play a lot of close games, Cam. They didn't last week on the road in Chicago, which was embarrassing for them. Something tells me the Raiders are going to hang around here, but I cannot play the Raiders.
You're right.
So I think it's Lions or pass for me, Cam. I like the over, actually. I think we get points tonight.
Yes. I agree with you, Carver. I think the over is the play. I think the Raiders are going to linger. The Lions might cover and win by 10, but it's not going to be a blowout. They're going to be better at home after the way they've been playing lately. They got to make a statement. But, yeah, McDaniels is a stooge. Don't worry. They'll be down a couple touchdowns. He'll kick a field goal for some weird reason. He doesn't even know, how to add. So, yeah, no, give me Detroit, and I like the over as well. Let's roll.
31-21, right, Cam?
31-21 sounds good.
Something like that. I feel it gets over the 46.5 some way, somehow. There's a lot of prop action, of course, that we like in this game. I always give Cam for the primetime games the anytime tutties. Here we go. The picks for tonight. We're going with Adams at plus 150 because I think with Jimmy G back in the lineup, he's going to force him here a little bit. I think we're going to get some force feeding to Adams. He's done a lot of belly aching the last few weeks. Let's get him in the end zone. Sam Laporta and Jameson Williams for the Lions. I like the secondary guys for the Lions, Cam. I know that St. Brown and is the guy, Gibbs. I get it. But he looks for these guys too. Williams doesn't have a lot of catches, but he's caught some touchdowns since he's come back off of the suspension. So plus 2 Bills for him. And my long shot for tonight is Michael Mayer. For the Raiders, who, when Garoppolo was last in, seemed like was becoming his go-to guy at the tight end position. And then Garoppolo goes out, and he disappears again. I think with Garoppolo back in, Mayer gets himself involved. 4-1 for him to get a tutty.
Yeah, close to Halloween, Michael Myers. I like where you're going with this. If we just add an S, I'm with you. I think the guy's underrated. He's going to get chemistry. I love the Laporta pick. Carver, I love your props. And I agree, he's going to force balls to Adams. Here's the thing. You got to lay 50, 60 cents with, Gibbs. It's just one of those things. He'll get a touchdown probably, but I know that's not your style. I really like your picks.
And look, Jacoby Myers has had a lot of touchdowns for the Raiders this year too, at plus 225. And I've been throwing a lot of good first touchdowns out lately, Cam. I've been pretty hot with those, so. I'm going to take my shot with Laporta at plus 950.
I bet the same. Touchdown. I got Laporta. Laporta as my first touchdown of the game. 11-1, I think it was. Let's roll, tonight, Carver.
I've only been playing him on the primetime games. I've done pretty good with it. So I'm going to try to stay hot with the first touchdowns for tonight. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast will come back. Lion share time. Davis Maddock in the mix. When we come back on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. BetMGM is celebrating the Sports Equinox tonight. That's right. They have the Sports Equinox Boost. This is today only. BetMGM customers can receive 50% odds boost token to use on a parlay of 4+ legs at plus 400 odds or greater. You got to choose your bet with a max stake of $50. Apply your odds boost token on your bet slip. Receive a 50% boost. Increase paid in cash. For more information, log into BetMGM. That is their BetMGM Sports Equinox Boost today only. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM, and we always bring in our man Davis Maddock. You see him Fantasy Sports Today every Saturday morning and every day here on C2C. All right, Davis, it is the Sports Equinox, the one day this year where all the majors are in play. We have the World Series. We have Monday Night Football, a full NBA slate, a full NHL slate. Since you don't have a World Series on your card, let me just start there and get some thoughts with you. 1-1. Going back to Arizona tonight, you have Fott going against Scherzer here. I thought Arizona showed a lot of guts after the way they lost that game on Friday night to come back and win game two on Saturday. I mean, that was Texas. You got to put the foot down after winning that game on Friday. That should be up 2-0. Instead, it's 1-1 now. Back to the desert. What do you think tonight?
Well, I definitely agree with you that it was just a real missed opportunity. Now, the last time that we were on, we were talking about Brandon Fott and about the Diamondbacks pitching. And I did feel bad to have not been a bigger buyer on Fott earlier. Our friends, Saris does, you know, his Stuff Plus. And, you know, it's really just kind of this new age of analytics in baseball, looking at how guys get their outs and you know, just a little bit more in depth and fielding independent ERA and all that stuff. And Fott is one of those guys who, I don't know if you'd say unlucky, but certainly had the pitching mechanics and the ability to get better outs. And he got so much better over the second half of the season. Beginning of the season, you know, he's walking everyone. He's given up a million home runs. I believe there was a month where his ERA was over 7. He's been really good for them in the playoffs. Part of the reason I was really wrong about the Diamondbacks, I mean, every time I would come on to do Coast to Coast with you guys, I'd be like, well, I'm fading the Diamondbacks tonight, betting on the Reds to make the playoffs, betting on anyone to make the playoffs. But all that being said, long preamble to say, come on, man, I'm not betting against Max Scherzer here in this spot, game 3 of the World Series. I mean, you know Max is going to be like, he's going to be speaking in tongues on the mound. His eyes are going to be bulging out of his head. I think he probably gets 7 innings into this game. Like, it's not very scientific, but I just am not fading Scherzer in this spot.
Scherzer, the slight favorite, minus 115 at BetMGM right now, minus 105 for the Diamondbacks. A pretty big total, flat 9, but we've seen runs through these first two games. Is that going to continue tonight?
I would probably lean on the under here just because 9 for a World Series game, like that just feel like when just seeing that, just it's kind of like a sticker shock. Like, I don't know, maybe I am getting old, but to me, a World Series total is 7.5. It's always 7.5, maybe 6.5 for a game 1 where both the like the studs are going or something like that. And I respect Brandon Fott, and I think that the Rangers' path to winning is not laying it on. I think that it's, you know, like a 4-2 win kind of suits what they would be planning on heading into this game. So I don't think that's like a bettable number, but I would definitely lean under.
Next, we have Monday Night Football in Detroit, the Lions and the Raiders to finish off week number 8. Both teams coming off some bad losses last week. What do we like here, Davis?
Well, we like a bunch of stuff here. I'm leaning over in this game. That's going to be the spoiler alert, the first pick there from the Lion's Share, over 46.5. And that's kind of twofold. The first is Jimmy Garoppolo is back. A lot of the sample that we've had from actually over 2.5 games worth of sample this year is either with Brian Hoyer or Aiden O'Connell under center. And look, I'm not the biggest Jimmy Garoppolo guy in the world. Like, I'm not here going to the mat for him and saying, you know, he's the best. But he's a lot better than those guys. Like, he's a lot better than Aiden O'Connell. And I mean, we saw you know, he's not an A-plus quarterback. But the Lions, more importantly, they are almost back to full health now, other than David Montgomery. I actually kind of think, in a secretive way, not having Dan Campbell have the ability to hand the ball to David Montgomery might kind of help them on offense, because Jahmyr Gibbs is just, like, completely electric. And in the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff era, so since the Lions hired Ben Johnson and acquired Jared Goff, they averaged 33 points in home games. Now, betting lines is not as simple as just betting on the aggregate of what has happened over the last 2 years or whatever, but the Lions offense is just really good, and the Raiders defense, I don't think, is going to put up a ton of resistance. And, you know, another thing is, like, they freaking have Davante Adams. The Raiders have Davante Adams, who can just go for, like, 180 and two in any given game. I'm curious to see if this is actually the last game Davante Adams plays for the Raider trade deadline this week on Thursday.
Yeah, look, I think he's probably going to stay, and then he'll be gone in the offseason. Me and Gabe were talking about that earlier. I think he probably makes it through it. But I do think he has a big night tonight. Because he's been rumbling a little bit. And if you look, the numbers are only good when Garoppolo's in. When those other guys are in, you get almost nothing from Davante Adams. When Garoppolo's in, it's almost like he knows he's got to force feed him a little bit. And you see his numbers do tick up. You like first touchdowns like I do. Do you like anything for first touchdown tonight?
Well, I think the smart play, like, combination of a good number and a guy who actually will do it, is Sam Laporta. I think he's a pretty good one. You can get him like 10 to 1. The one that I would do, I'm doing two for fun. I got Trey Tucker for the Las Vegas Raiders. He's the fun number. I think BetMGM has that at 40 to 1, and then Antoine Green for the Detroit Lions, I think he is 50 to 1. BetMGM might have even given you a little bit better of a number than that on him. Antoine Green, I actually looked it up today. 90 receptions 80. In college at North Carolina. 80 to 1. Okay. You got to back the Brink Trumps up for that one. Because that dude, he is deep routes only. He had 90 receptions at North Carolina and 15 touchdowns. It's all, like, he's like a great value brand Rashid Shaheed. That is what he is bringing to the table. So I got a couple tasters on Trey Tucker and on Antoine Green as well.
I like it. I will have to go in now and follow you in a very small sprinkle on both of those guys to get it done. Next, we'll go to the NBA. Good card tonight. Lots of games. The Nets are in Charlotte against the Hornets, and the Nets, 1.5-point favorites on the road.
They are 1.5-point favorites on the road. I mean, I think that, honestly, it's hard for me to tell, getting into this year of the NBA, especially early in the season, how much they're pricing, like, rest and travel and stuff like that. But to me, the Nets, I mean, I know they're 0-2, but, like, they are a much, much better team than the Charlotte Hornets are. Now, one, LaMelo Ball is on a minutes limit. The second that Mark Williams subs off the court for the Charlotte Hornets, they have, like, the worst defense in the NBA. The Nets have, I mean, I guess the issue with the Nets is they're kind of the island of misfit toys. It's just a bunch of guys they have acquired in all these trades, so they're having a hard time making a real roster out of it. But Mikal Bridges, very good NBA player. DFS, very good NBA player. Cam Thomas, I mean, he is just, like, launching. Like, he is a very good three-point shooter. I think they have the makings of, I mean, Cam Johnson, Nick Claxton. Like, imagine if Ben Simmons would not be afraid of getting fouled. Like, they could be a serious team. But I think the Nets are a good bit better than the Hornets. We're taking the money line here.
Hey, we cashed the Ben Simmons double-double on Friday night down in Dallas. So, you know, they're 0-2, but both of those games, Davis, like, went right down to the end. I mean, the Cavs game at home in Dallas the other night, I mean, Luka had to have a ridiculous night for them to be able to beat them at home. The Bucks are at home tonight, where they have the Heat in town.
They are. So Chris Middleton sat out on Sunday for rest against Atlanta. They got blown out. Now, I mean, Chris Middleton, he's not, like, the greatest differentiator, but their roster is so thin now that nights when Giannis, Lillard, or Middleton rest, I think it's going to be pretty tough. Like, they're playing, like, Marchand, Beauchamp, you know, Jay Crowder's playing 30 minutes a night. You know, Campaign is prominently, Giannis's little brother is playing now in games where Middleton doesn't play. That's how shallow they are. But they're all playing tonight. Lillard has honestly, like, immediately, not like a fish to water in this offense. 3 minutes left, we got to get some buckets. Giannis is like, cool, I'm going to go play center. We can run some screen and rolls, but he is totally comfortable letting Lillard have the ball in his hands. I think we're going to be doing a lot of Bucks bets on the lion's share. I feel really good about them tonight.
And next, the Lakers late night at home against Orlando. Now, Lakers' second half of a back-to-back played an overtime game in Sacramento last night. Made me a little nervous about going with them because is LeBron going to play? Is he not? Injury report 30 minutes ago, Davis says that he is probable to play tonight, even off the back-to-back. So it's nice to see somebody stepping up and playing back-to-back, Davis.
That's why I'm taking the Lakers. So the first game of the season, basically LeBron, there was that clip of him being like, bro, I am not subbing out. What did he do after that? 34, 39 minutes. 29 minutes in the opening night. I think this is where LeBron's at. I'm not being in the play-in game in one of my last years ever as a great player. He'd like to make first-team All-NBA again. Again, we're going to be betting the Lakers against bottom-half teams, I think, all year. They have a great defense. LeBron, he's not as good as ever, but he's about as good as ever. We're riding the Lakers tonight.
There you go. The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Davis with the picks. Enjoy the sports equinox tonight, Davis. Go get the token at BetMGM. It's all happening. We'll see you tomorrow here on Coast to Coast. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Cam Stewart, the Prime Minister, in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Scotty back tomorrow, where he'll have Gopher to two. You get Pharrell and Lisi tomorrow on Coast to
Yeah.
Coast. Look out for that.
That's
one.
That's a wild team.
That's for sure. That'll be fun, of course.
Yes.
I'm with Joe again tonight on the radio side, as always. Carver and Lisi, 8 p.m. East, right here, Sports Grid Radio. All right, Cam, let's get to the college football from Saturday. It wasn't the best weekend. Lisi last week called it a setup week because there's a lot of huge games coming up this weekend. So it was a little bit of a setup week, but we still had some good games, and some of the big teams flexed their muscle a little bit. None more than number one Georgia, who beat Florida 43-20 all over the Gators all afternoon. A big cover and the over. Beck to Bell, touchdown. The route was on CBS.
Here in the final half minute of the third quarter. And the lob to the corner, and it's a touchdown to Dylan Bell. Perfectly thrown ball by Beck. His second touchdown toss of the day.
Perhaps, Cam, you couldn't tell my excitement because I had Georgia in the over in the game. Able to tell by how excited I was for that result. But that was a win. It's a win.
Who's going to stop these guys? They're not even have their full team. Like, you know what I mean? And I almost feel like Georgia's like a prize fighter that's kind of like toying with people right now. They come out slow in some games, and then they just go, really? Like, I know you can't play like that all the time, but they just punch everybody in the face. Like, it's just like, you know, I'm hoping something different. Michigan for Morency, some other teams there. I'll tell you something, though. We'll get into this later. I'll actually save it because it'll be part of the package. I do have a take, but Georgia looks great. Like, I don't know who's going to beat these guys.
And they have Missouri coming to their house this week. Missouri is 7-1.
I know.
Missouri did push them last year in Columbia. Remember, Georgia barely escaped there with a win. But I'm just still not sure that they're ready to go on the road into Athens and give the Georgia Bulldogs a big-time game. I'm not so sure about that. Oregon had a big-time performance, Cam. How about going into Utah and throttling the Utes 35-6? Bo Nix going off on Fox.
Play clock at 4. Nix over the middle, caught. James, touchdown, Oregon.
A lot of boos there at Rice-Eccles on Saturday afternoon for the Utah Utes. I thought Oregon would win the game, Cam. I was in on the 6.5, 7. I thought that Utah would keep the game close. I was very surprised at how the Ducks absolutely dismantled them on the road, because usually you don't see Utah play like that at home.
Had a great day in college. This is a game I got wrong. Totally wrong. I thought it was going to be like a real nail biter. Maybe Oregon wins by like 3 or 4. But to throttle these guys at altitude, at home, like, I got to tell you something, Carver. If not for Lanning and those decisions in that game against Washington, they'd be an undefeated team. I think Oregon is just the way they play. I'd like to see them in the college football playoff. I think they're a better team than Washington. Personally, Washington won that game at home, but they've been really playing with fire. I'm telling you, I think Oregon's the best team in the Pac-12. I don't even think it's debatable, to be honest with you. So I'd like to see them there, and we'll see them up against a real team. I'd love to see them play Georgia.
Well, we could get a Washington Oregon rematch in the Pac-12 title game. If they both continue to win, we would see them both again in Vegas, for that conference title. So, which could also be a college football playoff spot on the line in that game. So further down the road, I'm with you though. Washington, you know, they skate by. I'll just go ahead now and bring them up now. They played Stanford this week. They were again laying almost 4 tutties and 42-33, and it was actually closer than that. You know, they had to score one late even to make it a 9-point game. So you between that game, Arizona State the week before that, they need to pick 6 in the fourth quarter to take the lead. Since the Oregon game, they haven't looked the same. But Cam, they're winning the games and they're not tripping up. So that's the huge thing for them right now.
You're right. Quickly though, Carver, they got USC, who's got a brutal defense. I think they might get tripped up in the final game of the year, the Apple Cup against Washington State. I know the Cougars haven't been great, but if they put a mediocre performance in, they'll lose that game.
Yeah, Washington State, they can play, Cam. I know they've been a couple weeks here in the last few where they did not show up, but you know they'll be there for the Apple Cup, especially since could be the last one for a while. So it could be last Apple Cup for a while as well. They're going to want to show up. Next, Kansas beat Oklahoma for the first time in forever, 38-33. Oklahoma's had problems with Kansas the last couple years. Jayhawks finally get him. The final call on Fox.
Dylan Gabriel. He got there. His throw to the end zone.
A generational win, Cam, for Kansas. Really good win for them. And I think maybe there was a little bit of something to Oklahoma peeking ahead to the final Bedlam game this week with Oklahoma State. Maybe there was a little bit of peeking ahead for them, Cam, but Kansas played really well.
Oklahoma was playing with fire against UCF, and now they got burned against Kansas. Kansas had injuries in that game too, Carver, but you see, even with backups, like the team speed of the Jayhawks, I'm really happy for them. This program used to be brutal. Like, I remember the days of Mark Mangino. He was like 600 pounds, and they'd lose like 66-0 and stuff like that. Felt bad for the guy, too. Like, he seemed like a really nice fella. But this program has just honestly, like, turned it around. Good for Kansas. Known for basketball school. Big win. Big win versus the Sooners.
You know, he was pretty good for – he got them back in the mix for that 1 or 2 years. Everybody took him the R.
Mangino?
Yeah, nice guy. Mangino was good for a year or two. For a year or two, he was good when he was the coach there. But now they are back in a big way. This is a couple years now where Leipold has them playing some really good football. All right, Penn State beat Indiana, but they didn't cover. I was surprised in this aspect. Franklin usually beats up the bad teams. So I know it was 31.5. It was a huge number at home, but Indiana sucks, Cam. I was kind of surprised that Franklin wasn't able to get that done against them, but they win. They move on. Texas beats BYU 35-6. Murphy didn't play bad at all. We were kind of wondering, why don't we get Arch in there? But Malik Murphy played pretty good for Texas. BYU couldn't do anything. Notre Dame dropping the 58th spot on Pitt, 58-7. Did not expect that from my Irish to go out and score that many points against Pitt. Florida State beat Wake, and they covered the number. Louisville beat Duke, 23-0. USC, 50-49. Probably the most entertaining game, Cam, one of them, of the weekend. 50-49. I'll always take 99 points.
That USC defense, dude, like, hey, like, you go and get some defending players. Like, I know you got Caleb Williams. I know you got stars on offense. Get a defense. Until you do, we can't take this team seriously. But you're right, Carver. Just bet the over with these guys. It's always a track meet.
Always a track meet. Tennessee beat Kentucky 33-27. Got a little dicey there for the cover at some points. but they get it done. Ohio State beat Wisconsin 24-10. Unfortunately, Cam, I was laying 14.5. 24-10 doesn't get it done. 14.5, Cam. Where? Come on, Ryan Day. Where's beating up on Wisconsin on Saturday night? Jeez, Cam.
Seriously. Yeah. You beat the crap out of Penn State, and you can't beat the Badgers by 4 touchdowns. Anyway, the college football is funny, and you saw with the Penn State cover, a lot of people were on them to bounce back, as James Franklin usually is a jerk and beats up these small schools. They were still rattled from the way they got schooled against the Buckeyes.
Yes, they certainly were. UCLA beat Colorado 28-16. The under was good there, as Deion and the crew very much back to earth. Couldn't do anything against a very good UCLA defense. Nope. UNC loses again. They lost to Virginia. Now they lose to Georgia Tech, 46-42. Their season up in smoke. Arizona beat Oregon State late night. The crazy bailout blowout game in Tucson, 27-24. Cam, I don't know if you were up for this. I was.
Yes.
I had the Beavers and a couple of things going on. I'm still trying to figure out why at halftime the coach called a fake field goal with 2 seconds on the clock, and they were like 30 yards out, and he was like a flip to the kicker, and he got tackled like 10 yards later. I don't know what the coach was doing on Saturday night, but he deserved to lose, and sure enough, 27-24. Arizona's been spunky. They've been very good.
Dude. I'm telling you, first of all, Jonathan Smith's a good coach. I think he like the guy had a brain meltdown. I'm going to say this, Carver. If I was handing out awards for most improved team or most impressive, it goes to the Arizona Wildcats. These guys used to be a punching bag. They win games when they shouldn't win. They win in bad spots. They cover numbers. They've been fantastic. That program on the rise. I took them that night, and I pulled the old Joe Lisi. Taking Georgia Tech outright, Carver, outright against North Carolina. North Carolina's been fraudulent. They're not as good as people think they are, but that Utah game set me back, brother. It set me back because I thought the Utes could hang. Would have hit a nice big parlay, Carver. Oh, I told you, always won.
That was pretty good, Cam. You did like you must have been listening to some Carver and Lisi promos lately. You got to go. I love Julia. Outright.
Outright. I don't need the 7. I don't need the 11.5, Carver. I'm going outright. Give me the Bees. Outright. Give me the Yellow Jackets. Outright.
New top 25 this week. Still Georgia, Michigan, and Ohio State. Florida State, Washington. Top 5 is unchanged. Oregon up to 6. Texas and Alabama, 7-8. Alabama still laying in the weeds.
Yep.
Very sneaky. They're coming for you. They do play LSU this week. Big game. I'll give you that in a moment, Cam. Penn State, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, the Irish back at 12. USC down to 24. Kansas back in at 22. Your notes there for the updated top 25. So I'm going to give you quickly just a couple. He was right about a setup week. LSU at Alabama, Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. Alabama -3. LSU has scored a lot of points lately. Alabama's defense is, you know, Alabama's offense really not the same as years past. This is an interesting spot. LSU's already lost a couple games. I'm interested here, Cam. I want to take Alabama, but I think LSU beat them last year at home. Got a little bit of a revenge spot. Intriguing game Saturday night in Tuscaloosa.
You bring up a lot of smart points, Carver. I'll tell you one thing, too. LSU is going to be playing with house money because their season basically was over when they lost to Florida State in the first game. I think they win this game outright. I will be taking the points. Very, very strong on Alabama, too, like saving their season, and they're gritty. But LSU's had this game circled on their calendar forever. They would love to beat the crap out of them, and I think I'm going to take the points and sprinkle on the Tigers.
Yeah, and we've mentioned that the Huskies have messed around the last few weeks, Washington. They go to USC this week. Mm-hmm. Now, we said USC 50-49. They have no defense. They can score. They could score, though. And that's the kind of game that if Washington messes around and starts slow like they have the past couple weeks, like Arizona State and Stanford, they might have a pretty big hole that they dig themselves deep in that game.
You know what? This could be the week that it catches up with them. We'll see about Washington. If they lose this game, then we know. I already think if they meet Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game, I think they're going to lose that game. But this is it. They've been playing with fire for a while. Sometimes you're going to get burned. USC is going to be up for this game, too. Should be a classic. First team to 50 wins, Carver.
First team to 50 wins. I like that, Cam. Well, let's hope we get that. Oklahoma visits Oklahoma State for probably the last time. -6 for the Sooners on the road in Stillwater. That will be a fun one as well. That is in the 3:30 East window. All right, for El Coast to Coast here on the grid, we'll come back. We got a lot more to do. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver Hine, Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. It is time for this day in Carver High history. 1963, Sandy Koufax wins the NL MVP. That's right, 73. Tom Seaver becomes the first pitcher in Major League history to win the Cy Young without winning 20 games. You don't even have to win 15 anymore, or 10, and they'll give it to you. 74, Muhammad Ali knocks out George Foreman in the eighth round of the Rumble in the Jungle to win the World Heavyweight Championship with the famous rope-a-dope tactic. How about this?
Very even fight. Ali, a sneaky right hand. Another sneaky right hand. This time he works over the shoulder.
Rumble in the Jungle, 1993. The Toronto Maple Leafs lose their first game of the season after they started 10-0. Well, guess what, Cam? As you know, 10-0 in the regular season
doesn't get you. Who cares? Win me a damn playoff series.
That team wasn't bad. Dougie Gilmore, conference finals that
dude, that team should have won the Stanley Cup. And I ever see Terry Fraser in a stupid haircut, he's going to get one from me. Don't worry, I'll run into him one day.
2013, Red Sox beat the Cardinals to win the World Series. 2016, Raiders break the single-game record for most penalties. They had 23 in a win over the Bucs. And in 2019, on this day, the Nationals beat the Astros 6-2 in Game 7 to win the World Series. Max Scherzer was on the mound that night. Max Scherzer is on the mound tonight for the Texas Rangers. We'll talk about it when we come back. World Series Game 3 in Arizona. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High and Cam in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.